Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bart Bettega, who's the executive director with the NTCA, the National Tile Contractors Association. Bart, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp, and thank you for having me.
Sure. We want to create some interest in this upcoming covering show, which is in Orlando this year. It's refreshing. I get tired of Vegas. But it's in April 14th to the 17th, right?
That's correct. I mean, you can't get much better than South Florida in April anyways, Kemp. So, yeah, we're very excited about the show. Orlando is one of our main fixtures. We're on a very strong rotation in the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. And I can tell you this, for the first time, it's a good feeling to say this, but we sold out of this show. In fact, there's been several companies trying to get booths in the show, in our pavilions, and it's just a great situation to be in. I think that sends a positive note for what's going on in the economy and in the construction industry, and in particular in the tile and stone industry, that we've got a sold-out show, and now we're really focusing on getting people there to make all our exhibitors happy, so we're excited about it.
Yeah, for people who don't really focus on the show day-to-day, I mean, yeah, one of the great things about this show is the owners of the show are the people who drive the business, which is refreshing. It's not one of those outside company that, you know, trying to make a buck on the show.
That's a really good point, because the associations, what they really want to do is bring value to their exhibitors, and they want to grow the tile and stone market. So, you know, we invest a lot of time and energy and money into putting on a show, and that's one of the reasons why the five groups, which you mentioned, the Italian Manufacturers Association, Spanish manufacturers, and American manufacturers, as well as the tile distributors and the tile contractors representing the attendees, we put a lot of that promotion in, and that's why you have something, for instance, like 75 conference programs. That's a completely free show. We don't charge any fee whatsoever to the attendee, and people can't believe that, but that can be done because these associations are investing in the industry.
And you attract 23,000 guests. That's a pretty good-sized show, isn't it?
It's an excellent-sized show. We would like it to be more, but I can tell you this. I think over the years what we've seen is that the buyers come to the show. You know, Camp 10, 12 years ago, you might see a distributor bring 10, 12 people to an event, and nowadays, you know, through the times, you know, it's really just the owner and maybe a purchasing manager. And so you lose some attrition on number of people that come representing a company, but at the end of the day, the company is represented there. So when you're tracking that, it's the quality of the attendee and the decision makers that come to coverings. And I think most trade shows are faced with that dilemma now. As long as you're getting the decision makers to the show, you're in good shape.
All right, just let's talk about a couple things that I think our audience probably needs to get an update on. One thing, yeah, we're talking ceramic tile and stone. That's the focus of the show. There's been some trends, some things that have happened. Let's talk about a few of them real quickly. Obviously, we're seeing more and more U.S. manufacturing. We even hear there's an announcement coming any day now that another plant is going to be built in Tennessee. So talk about how that potentially has changed the business.
It's changed the business significantly. Without a doubt, I think that the industry has seen that there's a need for product to be delivered quickly on time. And we can't just, as a distributor, can't just import all of our inventory. So I think you've seen several companies, some of the larger companies, look at Tennessee and that market to invest in that market. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a reflection on the customers being able to access material quickly. And I think you will see that the bigger box players here, without a doubt, are investing in that way.
Mm-hmm. Another trends we're seeing is we're seeing thin tile, we're seeing more and more glass tile, we're seeing tile that looks like wood, we're seeing larger formats, and you know, even recently we're seeing fewer squares and more planks. So, I mean, especially where you play, because I mean, you're talking about when you're the Contractor Association, that's where the rubber meets the road. They're the people that are putting the product in. So those types of product changes are really affecting your business, aren't they?
Oh, it's been a significant change the last couple of years. I mean, you're talking about thin tile products that are several meters by, you know, 3 meter by 1 meter by 3 meter type products that are, as you said, in 3.5 millimeter, 5 millimeter thicknesses. And so we have a lot to learn in our industry about where to specify those products and how to install those products. You'll see at the show that we're going to be doing some live demonstrations and certifications you know, in the large format, rectangular plank tiles and the large thin tiles. I mean, the industry is really changing, and it's becoming as much of a knowledge-based industry as it is a skill-based. Mm-hmm. And even the guys that have been trained for 20, 30 years on how to install tile, they have to reinvent themselves and learn how to install tile, like these thin tile and plank tile products, like you mentioned.
Well, let's talk about that because it is kind of your focus. The CTI, which is a certified tile installer, that's unique in this business. And when I say, because, you know, for me, I'm a generalist in flooring, so, you know, we've got carpet people, we've got the resilient people, laminate people, wood people. Those other associations don't have the organization around being certified that you have. It makes it unique for you, doesn't it?
Well, it does. We've been able to do it through a third party, through a foundation called the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation, and really we get a lot of support through both Tile Council, NTCA, and CTDA into that Certified Tile Education Foundation. And then we reached out to the union-based groups and developed the ACT certification, which is the Advanced Certifications for Tile Installers. It's all part of an overall effort, Kemp, in order to promote what we call qualified labor. And the only way to really determine what's a qualified tile setter, because there are, you know, the states have very, very loose and different licensing requirements to be a tile setter. So really we feel that we have to police our own industry. So we do it through the CTEF, which is the Certified Tile Installer Program. And then the union groups who actually have apprenticeship are also taking their men and women and putting them through the ACT certification. So we've got really what we think is a real strong program that represents certified installers and apprenticeship-trained certified advanced installers.
Mm-hmm. And I think you probably have less issues because you have that type of focus on training.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you brought this issue up, because we've finally gotten to the point now where I think we're around 1,300 certified installers, and we're now starting to certify many, many more, and I think that program is really going to ramp up once you get. You have to create a pool of labor that is available, and then I think it starts creating a desire to be a part of that certified group, and we're seeing that start to happen. So now our next step, and it's the big challenge, is to get the specifier and the general contractor to actually hire certified installers and demand certified installers, and that's where we're moving now.
You know, there's a neat thing you can do. You can go to a website and actually type in your zip code, and it tells you where the closest certified tile installer is. It's pretty neat.
That's exactly right, and you'll find that now that we'll be promoting that through all of our websites for both the advanced program as well as the certified tile installer program.
Mm-hmm. All right, so just before we run out of time, what's some exciting things that are going on in Orlando that people need to make sure that they come and participate with?
There's a great conference program, but then we really are focusing appreciation days, and I believe April 14th, which is our opening day, is the Builder and Remodeler Day, and there's going to be a focus there and tours available to take the builders and remodelers around to some sessions and meet the pavilion owners. And then we'll have an architect and designer day. We have two contractor days because we take the contractors and introduce them to a lot of the exhibitors that want to do business with that particular group. And then we also have a fabricator day. So we have a lot of focus going on around the specific attendee groups. We have the live installation demonstration stage going on throughout the duration of the show. Many different companies showing some of the products that you alluded to, such as the thin tiles and the large format tiles and new installation materials. We have the CID Award. Opening night will feature all the award-winning entries in both commercial and residential tile and stone. I mean, I can tell you, I just came from New York City, and the projects that we received this year were the best that I've seen in years. And so we're going to see some beautiful displays of tile and stone designs and installations at the CID Awards. Lots going on at Coverings this year, as always.
I mean, right now is the time to get a ticket. If you want to get down there and, you know, be able to afford getting there, I think you need to buy your ticket today. You can get down to Orlando, stay in a hotel, visit the show, and come back and not spend a fortune. That's another advantage of being down there, right?
There's a lot of hotel options. The show management does an excellent job of creating free shuttles from many of these hotel options. So if you just go to the coverings.com website and register, you'll see a variety of hotel options.
All right, great. Bart, appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to Bart Bettega, who is the executive director of the NTCA, the National Tile Contractors Association, about Coverings, which is April 14th to the 17th in Orlando. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.